Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia. We'll start dictating an endoscopy report on patient Yolanda Colon. Date of birth is 8/23/1962. Date of procedure, October 19, 2023. Physician performing is Evgenia Goltardio. Referring physician is Iris Wilson. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, and cold biopsy polypectomy. And number two is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication, screening for colon cancer, comma nausea, comma vomiting, comma abdominal pain, comma constipation. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. Oral explained to the patient that the patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in a left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated lymphus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum. Stomach G junction esophagus period. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardioperitoneal area. Resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was turned around in left lateral position. A rigid or fractal exam was normal. While the brachial lymphus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and common fault appeared. Careful examination was made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with Boston Bowel Prep score of 8/2-3-3 period. The patient was tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings at upper endoscopy, the upper and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable, period. There was a regular Z-line at 34 centimeters from the pipe block, period. There was evidence of mild LAA ulcerative esophagitis, period. There was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia, period. There was a Schottky ring wide open noted. There was gastric erythema, and cold biopsies were obtained in the antrum and the body separately for histology. There was duodenal erythema, and biopsies were obtained for histology. The duodenum was unremarkable to D3, period. Sorry, the duodenum was otherwise unremarkable to D3, period. Number two, at colonoscopy, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp, status post-cold biopsy polypectomy, period. There was another approximately 7 millimeter ascending colon polyp, taken with cold snare polypectomy. There was another hepatic flexure, approximately 10 millimeter polyp, taken with cold snare polypectomy. And there was another descending colon polyp, approximately 5 millimeters inside, taken with cold biopsy polypectomy, period. And there was that's the conclusion of that. Plan follow-up, biopsy, pathology, avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, period, anti-reflex precautions were explained, period, recommend omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, period, follow-up in office as previously scheduled, next line, surveillance colonoscopy in 3 years.